So we want to continue the discussion that we started last time about the nature of the mitzvah of bir chametz, destroying chametz. And let's just quickly review where we're holding. We have to destroy our chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz el sreifa." We have to burn our chametz. The chachamim say, "Hashpasaso b'chol davar." Get rid of it in any way. Afil mefarer, you can turn it into dust, and zora l'ruach, and the ruach, the winds will carry it. The Ramban Shulchan Aruch, as we saw last time, seems to be concerned about Rabbi Yehuda. He'd like it to have sreifa, and therefore he recommends that first you do sreifa and then bittel, but not the other way around, because if you do bittel first, then it's not your chametz, and you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of beer with chametz that doesn't belong to you. So first, sreifa, and then do bittel on any chametz that might be in your possession. The question that we want to raise, and I touched on it last time, is what exactly constitutes beer chametz? I have chametz in my reshus. The Torah would rely on bittel, and that's enough. But the chachamim say we're not going to rely on bittel. We discussed Tosus Shita that we don't rely on bittel because maybe you'll come to eat the chametz. We mentioned the Shita of the Ran that we don't rely on bittel because Ein Deoteim Shavos, not everyone is going to have a full-fledged decision and a commitment that his chametz is like the dust of the earth. So the chachamim said, let's not rely on bittel, we're going to require biur, which means hashbasas hachametz. Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu, you have to destroy your chametz. The question is, according to the chachamim, let's assume for argument's sake that we paskin like the chachamim, what constitutes biur? Can I take my chametz and throw it into what's called pach ashpa, to the garbage dump, and as a result, the object, the chametz, even if it's a big piece of chametz, I got bags of noodles, you know, I don't want to burn them, it'll create a whole smelly smoke situation. Can I just throw it into the rubbish, into the garbage? And first of all, we have a distinction here, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, between private ownership over the pail as opposed to public ownership. I think if I remember correctly, those things that are on wheels, those are owned by the government, are they not?
I think so.
Yeah.
So they give them to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe they don't. Yeah, they give it sure. They're ours.
Oh, you own them?
I think you're leased because you got to pay monthly for them.
Yeah.
So leasing is, as far as our discussion is concerned, leasing is ownership.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah.
Which but probably means...
Are you leasing or are you paying for your garbage pickup? What do you know? Because you pay different amounts depending on the size.
Yeah.
It's totally related how big they are.
Yeah.
So I think we're leasing.
But if you leave your house... You take your garbage things with you? No, I think you leave them with the house, don't you?
Yeah.
But they
don't have to come back or something.
Yeah.
What do you mean if you leave your house? You mean on a trip or you sell
your house? No, you sell your house.
So you sell your house? You can't.
I think they don't.
Right. In other words, like I think what David is saying is that you lease it, but only as long as you're the owner of the property. You know, with the transaction, I guess your ownership or lease terminates and then it transfers over to the next owner, but as long as you're in the house and you own the house, let's assume for the purpose of that discussion you have leased this pail, or we'll call it a dumpster. Here in Israel it's a little bit better, the situation as far as our discussion is a little bit easier, because we have what they call here in Hebrew it's tsfardeya, those big giant green dumpsters, which
are not everyone.
So we're going to go through all the scenarios. Let's go. Scenario number one is that's the easiest case for our purposes, where you've taken the chametz and you've thrown it into a public dumpster that's owned by the government, by the municipality. Rav Moshe says that's okay. You fulfilled all your obligations, you covered all your bases, the chametz is out of your reshus, no problem. Now we get to scenario...
light up the dumpster.
Right. Well, no, well, you know, you're right, Yechiel. I missed the paragraph here. Rav Moshe says the best scenario would be if you can guarantee that the garbage collectors will pick up your garbage before the 12th, before midday on the 14th of Nisan. That's the ideal situation.
I imagine they do that in Yerushalayim, don't they? No.
Officially, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I mean, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but let's assume it's now 10 a.m. on Friday, a week from this Friday, Erev Pesach, and chances are, you know, they're not, in the next couple of hours, they're not coming around to collect the tzvardeya. If they do, you're in great shape, you have no problem, you've gotten rid of your chametz. Scenario number two, you can't rely that the garbage collectors are going to come before what's called the Shas Iser Chametz, and therefore you have a problem. However, if the dumpster doesn't belong to you, you have no private ownership whatsoever, which is the scenario here in most cases, not in all cases. Even here in Israel, you could have a situation where a person owns a private house and he has his own garbage pail, which he owns. Rav Moshe says that's a problem. Why? Because the very minimum requirement of beer chametz is to get the chametz out of your rishus. It's out of your domain. If you own the garbage pail, and please tell me if you're, you know, I don't know if in Canada you use the same, you know, I'm using American terms here, so tell me if you have a different phrase for the garbage pail. Then if I own the garbage pail, that's called a chatzer. And there's halacha, says Rav Moshe, that chatzero shel adam konalo, that the chatzer of a person is considered an extension of his domain. Which means, even if, let's say, the government, the municipal government will allow me to take my garbage pail and put it out in the street, which in many countries there are very strict laws against that, but let's say in the most liberal case they'll allow me to take it out of my, let's say, my lawn and put it literally in the street, maybe certain hours and certain days, you know, when the collectors are coming. Even so, says Rav Moshe, although the pail itself is in a public domain, the pail per se is your chatzer. That itself makes it into your chatzer, and therefore Rav Moshe says, if it's your private ownership over the pail, then you have a problem that the chametz never got out of your rishus, and that's the barest minimum, even before we get into the issue of what constitutes destruction of the chametz. One thing is clear, the chametz has to be out of your rishus. So I just want to, Rabosai, Joe, before you ask your question, I just want to make an apology that I have no control really over the environment here, if you know what I mean. So, you know, there will be hafraot. We're in the middle of Pesach cleaning, you know. So.
That's absolutely fine. Okay. If the garbage would be removed from the garbage can, and the bags themselves would be put on the end of the driveway, and we can't do that here in Toronto, though. But if you put them at the end of your driveway, which is constituted a government property, at the end of your driveway, then you would say, according to Rav Moshe, that would be okay.
Well, then we've solved the problem of chatzer. Again, I'm a little bit confused, Joe, because you have your garbage in a bag.
Right. Well, you're
you know, the bag itself, back. The bag itself might have the status of a kli.
No, but would it be your kli? I mean, a bag is a bag.
Well, did you buy it from Pat's? I mean, where did you get this bag from?
No, but once it's off your property, then anyone could take it. It is hefker. Anyone could take it.
It's not like
what's the difference between putting it in the bag and putting it in the dump?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ira, you're asking an excellent question. But Moshe makes a distinction, which is a very fine one, between hefker in the sense that anyone can have access to it and anyone can take it.
Okay.
And ownership over the. Over the kli, the utensil that's holding on to the chametz, even though it's hefker in the sense that this license, this green light for anyone to come and take it, and you have no claim to anyone. But nevertheless, technically, says Rav Moshe, if you own the pail, and I'm going to extend that to any utensil that's holding on to the garbage, then that's your chatzer. And it hasn't yet left your reshus. In other words, let me ask you a question, Ira. If I park my car in front of my house,
that's different.
It's still a chatzer. You know, no one is allowed, obviously, to take my car. But Rav Moshe points out that even if I would allow anyone to take the contents of this pail, what do I care? It's garbage anyway. Nevertheless, it's still in my pail, and even if the pail is sitting in the public domain, and this is a sugya in Bav Metzia, it's called Kelav Shel Mocher Bishus Lokeach. So, for example, it could be that if I want to purchase, again, we're really getting off on a tangent because the subject of my Shia today is the Chelkis Yaakov on the bottom of your page 7. But I just want to point out that it could be that I can acquire ownership over something in a pail. If you, for example, let's say we make a barter deal, I'm the seller and you're the buyer, it could be that if I rent you my pail, even if that pail is still sitting in my rishus, it's already considered your chatzer and you could be koneh as a buyer, despite the fact that it's in my rishus. The pail itself is a moving chatzer. Again, Rav Moshe goes into a lot of nuances here about what's called a chatzer she'eino mishtameres, because like you say, anyone could come and take it, is a chatzer she'eino mishtameres koneh. And then he goes into another nuance of a detail, which is a chatzer shel adam konelo shelo midaito, meaning, let's say I don't want my chatzer to be koneh. If a bird flies in from Noah's land, and it's hefker, and it lands in my chatzer, I don't have to know about that bird. If the chatzer is a chatzer mishtameres, it makes an acquisition over the bird on my behalf. That's called Zachin Liodim Shalom Befanov. But let's say I absolutely don't want my chatzin to be koneh. I want to get rid of my garbage. I don't want to own this chametz. Then Rav Moshe goes into a question whether the chatzin is koneh on your behalf. But one thing Rav Moshe says definitely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, if the pail is still sitting on your property, then you never got it out of your domain, and therefore you haven't fulfilled your chiyuv biur. If, on the other hand, you got it out of your domain, now we get to the issue, which I want to discuss with you today. Is it enough that you took a piece of chametz, a real gezunta piece, you made it hefker, you took it out of your domain, is that enough to fulfill the mitzvah of biur? Okay, so that's going to be the subject of this tshuva that I want to study with you now, which is Rav Yaakov Breisch from Switzerland. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. It's called the Chelkas Yaakov. And what I was really hoping to do, and I underlined a lot of pieces in this tshuva, was to go through with you this tshuva inside. My daughter helped me because I'm still not proficient at scanning, and it was an attachment to an email which you should have gotten. Okay, but you probably got it last night.
Yeah, it came in last night.
Came in last night. Okay, so I can't hold you responsible here. It's an aver b'shogeg for. See, you're only chayav a carbon ola, which is the subject of the first Parshat Tzav. But okay, fine. In any event, he says like this. So I'm going to try to summarize it. Yechiel, if you want to share it with anyone else, or if there's, I don't know, Yudi's not around, so you can't photocopy it, I don't think. But you can look at certain parts that I underline. Now, in this tshuva, we don't know who the shoel is who sent in the question, but I can guarantee you that the shoel is quite a Talmud Chacham. You know, sometimes you send in a question, and it, you know, you almost wear your ignorance on your sleeve when you ask a question. Here, in this case, it's just the opposite. The shoel says the following: it's Erev Pesach, and he has no place to destroy his chametz. There's no place around. Can he leave it in a kli ashpa, a garbage pail, hamunach b'chatzero, which is within his chatzer, and he says that the trucks of the city are going to come later on, and they're going to take all the contents of this pail, and they're going to burn it. The only problem is, he says, he says that they legally, he's not allowed to take the kli and put it out in the public area. It's still in his chatzer. The efshar, and therefore what I'm worried about, he says, is chatzero shel adam zachsalo, that the chatzer makes an acquisition on his behalf. And even if he wants to make it hefker, it doesn't matter. And he says, "Lo yilakach hachametz bazeh ashpa adli achar chatzos." The earliest time that the collectors are going to come is after midday. Oh, b'leil Pesach, they might not even come before nightfall. The oz, and then yoriku ashpa, they'll take out the garbage, including the chametz, from it. Yorenu rabenu kidas malasos. What should we do in this case? And the opening line of Rav Yaakov Breish, She'ela zu vadai tzricha lefnim. He takes this question very seriously, meaning lo pashut. He says that in our countries, the iriyah, the city government, are very careful, and they don't allow you to put the garbage out in a public area. You have to retain it on your chatzah. They'll come around and collect it. And not only that, he says they don't take the ashpa in a period of time that's less than a day or two. In which case, it's highly unlikely that the garbage collectors will be morik the ashpa, they'll clean out the contents of your pail before the shas iser chametz. So you've got a situation in which your chametz is still in this garbage dump on your chatzer. He says that even if you live in an apartment building, and there are many apartments that share that building, but they have a common dumpster for that apartment, and they all become partners in that dump, in that pail. And he quotes the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Hei, who says that even if it's hefker, but if you leave it in a place that's not hefker, then since it's a makom amiyuchad l'anshei achatzer adarim sham, therefore he violates Bal Yirah Bal Yimot. Say that's if he didn't make bittul. And if he did make bittul, adayin chayav levaro, he still has to destroy it. And therefore, when he throws his chametz into the kli ashpa, he hasn't yet destroyed his chametz. And if the kli ashpa is sitting in his chatzer, then he has a chiyuv biur, which he hasn't fulfilled, even if through bittul he fulfilled his obligation and protected himself from Bayira Bayimatze, but nevertheless the Torah requires Tashbisu to destroy the chametz. And if I would have stopped here, if he would have stopped the tshuva here, Tam v'Nishlam, we have a serious problem, unless again you're allowed to take the Pach Ashpa out of your domain, or if the Pach Ashpa doesn't belong to you. But here he wants to know the following. And this is... Yeah, go ahead, please. Oh, beautiful, Ira. Yeah. And this is what I call Roman numeral number two. What were you going to say, Yechiel?
I said, yeah, yeah, Ira.
So now the question is, could the act of throwing the chametz into the garbage itself constitute an act of beer chametz? He says, "Bazeshem ashlicho lekli ashpa mimaas miloshen mos," which means it becomes
disgusting.
What word can we use? Despicable. What word?
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Excellent. It becomes disgusting. And he says, "Kahai gavni," quotes a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. And the Gemara says that if you throw the chametz into a kli mos, lo chayshina dilma asi lemichle minei. We no longer are afraid that you're going to come to eat it because it's mos. It's disgusting. Now, let's backtrack a little. Tosfos, if you remember, said that the reason why bittul is not enough is because chametz is in your, you know, you're used to eating chametz the whole year round. Lo b'dil minein, he might come to eat it. You know, he did bittul on it, but it's a piece of chametz staring him in the eyes. In this case, the Gemara says, you've covered your bases because since it's mos, you're not going to come to eat it. Yeah, but that's okay according to Tosfos. That's not going to help us according to the Ran. The Ran says that the reason why we require beer chametz is because the chachamim are not going to rely on your bittul. They're not sure. And they're not secure that you did an absolutely good bittul that's reliable. And therefore, if we minus the bittul, we have a real serious problem that requires biur. Forget about Shema Yavol Yachlo. Okay, it's disgusting. Who's going to eat it? It's mixed up with all your garbage. You know, you got all your eggshells in there and God knows what. You're not going to come to eat it. But so what? According to the Ran, we have a more fundamental issue that if the bittul is not reliable, maybe we have a problem that the Torah requires beer chametz. And this itself is not yet beer chametz. You've just removed the chashash of Shema Yavol Yachlo. Not only that, Tosfos himself gives an alternative explanation as to why the Chachamim required destruction of the chametz even after Bittul. And Tosfos says that the Chachamim were following they were following in the footsteps of the Torah. You know, they took a cue from the Torah. The Torah in chametz did something that it never did anywhere else. No other Iser. Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. I can have Klaya, Kerem, and Arla, which are forbidden, and they're also, but I know I'm not allowed to benefit, I can't feed them to my dog, but I'm allowed to keep them in my house. Only in chametz did the Torah go as far as to say, get it out of your house, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. By the way, there are many other chumras in chametz that we don't found. For chametz is also b'mashu, even a little bit of chametz. Chametz is also b'adnah. And lo b'dili minei, a person is not separated from the chametz the whole year round. These are all sorts of chumras in chametz. And therefore the chachamim followed the cue of the Torah, and they decided to be machmir, to require destruction of the chametz, which is not a requirement, not in Basar B'Cholov, not in Klei HaKerem, not in Arla, anywhere. And therefore we have to be very careful to destroy our chametz. The question is, you've got this piece of chametz, it's absolutely intact, you know, you've got bags, I'm just talking about our situation here in our house, we've got bags of pasta, you know, that we didn't, as much as we tried to get rid of them, you know, my wife says, eat the pasta and have in mind the mitzvah of beer chametz, because every time you eat the chametz, you're mekayim beer chametz, which might be true according to the Baal Amar, by the way, Rav Zrach Halevi, but what can I do? It's Erev Pesach, I still got like tons of chametz left, you know, I tried. If I take this chametz out to burn it, I don't even know if I can carry it all, and the whole place is going to go up in smoke, so it's in the garbage. But you know what? Theoretically, you know, there's chametz in the garbage. I don't know if that's called biur.
Well, there needs to be a law, Rabbi, there needs to be a law that from Hanukkah time, women have to ease up on their purchase of pasta and things like that, and things especially that go into the freezer. I'm not allowed to open my mouth and say a word. We've got a freezer of chametz sticka stuff, and we've got one week, a little bit left, and you know, so I think so, and if I say anything around Hanukkah time, I say, you know, maybe we should buy less of this, and you know, that. What are you talking? You can't just say, we need a lot.
I think that we need a marriage counselor here, you feel.
It's not life-threatening. It's not life-threatening. Right. I don't mind. But we need a law, because I can't say, but if we had a law that women are asur lenashim liknot chametz
mechanika
at Pesach, it would be solved.
Okay. Listen, Yechiel, you know, they're talking about Chiddush HaSanhedrin here. I'm gonna present your name as a candidate to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin, and you will definitely legislate that we can't buy chametz from Chanukah.
Yeah.
But until that happens, you know, in the meantime, let's just see what the Chalkas Yaakov has to say. So in the second paragraph, you'll see, Yechiel, in the middle, you see the middle category? The middle column? Do you have the middle column, Yechiel? On the bottom?
No column.
Where it says Beis. The Savor Hayisi. Do you see that? He says, I had a brilliant idea that might solve this problem. The Efshar Shezeh Dome Elohad Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Siman Tov Mem Hei. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, of course, was authored by the first Rebbe of Lubavitch. And his compendium of halachas, his code, is absolutely reliable, quoted by all the poskim. And what does the Rav Shulchan Aruch say? He says, Imashlech HaChomets LeBeis HaKiseh. He throws his chomets into the jar. Hareyu kimavuar mina olam. That is beer. Why? He says Shum Adam. Shum Adam lo yuchal od lehenos mimenu. When you throw it into the Beis HaKiseh, no one will come and take it. He says vi ein tzarech lefaro. He doesn't even have to turn it into small crumbs. Mashlicho afilu hupas, even a piece of bread can be thrown into the bathroom, into the toilet. By the way, this is something that might help us, you know, when Erev Pesach HaShachalios B'Shabbos, you know, the old problem of how do you get Lechem Mishnah, and it's Erev Pesach, and what are you going to do with the leftover chametz? Maybe you throw it down the toilet. He says, the afal pi Sheyesh Efsharis Liklof Es HaPas Min HaTzoah. Again, I don't want to go into details here. He says theoretically you can slice off the outside layers of the pas from all the filth. He says nevertheless Ein Adam, he says Shum Adam Lo Yasezos. Yeah, okay. Shum Adam Lo Yasezos. This is the Rav Shulchan Aruch. V'hareyu kimavuar min olam. David?
You see, by the Churban and Gittin, they talk about doing stuff exactly like this.
So you're supporting...
It's not possible. It is possible.
Oh, you're saying during famine, you're saying if need be.
Yeah, the Gemara says exactly this with the lady who was written...
Oh, David, you remind me of a story. Yeah. I used to give classes for ladies on how to prepare for chametz. You know, for Pesach. And inevitably, they would ask me about, you know, various deodorants and other such, you know, liquids that have alcohol in them. So, first of all, you have to know what alcohol is. But let's assume that it's ethyl alcohol, which is made from chametz. Again, let's not go into all the details. I'm just telling you a story. So I said to them, I want to look this up. I know there's a footnote. I was reading from a book called Rav Shimon Eider, Zichron Levrach, if you remember him.
Yeah.
Now, Rabbi Eider was a Talmud of Rav Aaron Kotler,
yeah.
Zatzal, from Lakewood. And in the footnote, Rav Shimon Eider writes that he heard from Rav Aaron Kotler that Rav Aaron Kotler opened up a newspaper. And he read a story in the newspaper, and based on that newspaper, he decided that we have to sell all our deodorants. What was the story? There was a shipwreck of some sort. People were stuck on an island, and they were famished, and they were able to extract the alcohol content from the deodorants through some sort of heating process. And he says, you see that there's a way, even though the deodorant in its present state is inedible, you would not be recommended to eat that stuff, but there's a way of extracting the liquid from within, and Rav Aaron Kotler therefore came to the conclusion that you've got to sell your deodorants. You should know I said this over to my class of ladies. It was a bad mistake. I never lived it down. Like, the whole neighborhood was talking about this. And, you know, they were raising, what should I say? And at the end of the day, we did some research here with other poskim, Rav Scheinberg and others, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, excuse me, Rav Moshe. And we finally came to the conclusion, forget about the shipwreck and the island. So it's true, David, that if there was a famine, you could possibly, and you probably would have to do this, you have no choice. There's stories from the Shoah that make your hair stand on end. And that doesn't seem to affect the psak of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yaakov Breish in the Chelkas Yaakov wants to take this Rav Shulchan Aruch and by analogy compare the case of the garbage pail to the case of the Beis HaKiseh. And he says the following, that B'mitzius, he says, in reality, who's going to come and take this chametz out of the jar? And he says that the Shulchan Aruch Harav lo ramaz makar adin. Where did the Shulchan Aruch Harav get this from? He doesn't have a footnote. What's his source? But he says that he thinks the source is a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Mem Beis. And this is a pretty wild case. The Shulchan Aruch says, chametz sheyichto li yeshiva. Apparently they used to use dough to make furniture. And he says that if you make a chair out of chametz, you remember this? He says, mutal l'kaimo v'pesach. You're allowed to use, you're allowed to at least leave this chair over.
Maybe they use the glue?
V'tach betit. Tach betit means they would lacquer it or shellac it.
They would glue the pieces together, and glue was made with flour.
Ah.
I don't think the wood was made with flour.
I don't know. He's saying that they actually used the chametz for yeshiva. Okay. So this is the case. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Tov Mem Beis, that afilu lo nifsal me'achilas kelev. Imagine you could take a bite out of your chair. He says, but kevan. Kevin sheyichto liyeshiva, since he designated for sitting purposes, is batel mimenu shem ochel. He has the ability to remove the shem ochel. He says im kein kolshkein kishizorko lebeis hakisei. He's removing the shem ochel. It's a lot less than designating it for the purpose of furniture. And therefore, Batomir and Shem Ochel, and this is the source he thinks for the Rav Shulchan Aruch. So then he says that he's nervous about this. He says, Mr. Fina, I'm afraid I'm inhibited to make this analogy. He says, in the case of Beis HaKiseh, it's absolutely repulsive. He was mafkia the Shem Ochel. He doesn't want anyone to go near it, and no one is going to go near it, and therefore, harehu kimavuar. Ubenidon didan, but in our case, shezorko lachomis bekli ashpa, koshali lomer bazer, tahavi kizorko lebeisakis. I think what he means is that if someone needs to get something out of the garbage pail, he will go in there. He'll go fishing in his garbage pail. Lomi boy, someone who might have lost something. You know, you hear all these famous stories about someone who lost their wedding ring and they got thrown out in the garbage. But even someone who changes his mind and decides that, you know what, he needs it, he wants to eat it, and how much more so someone who's desperate. And I've seen cases, I don't know if you ever see in Toronto, of people who usually they're fishing for bottles, they can get, returned bottles or so. But they may even be fishing for food, especially in the vicinity of restaurants and so forth, where they throw out massive amount of leftovers. There are poor homeless people who come and they sift through garbage pails to try to find something to eat. Meaning, he really hasn't changed anything intrinsically in the chametz when he puts it in the garbage. It may be even inside a bag and it's protected. And therefore, he doesn't want to equate it with Beis HaKiseh. Therefore, according to the conclusion at this point in Rav Yaakov Breisch, the bottom line is that throwing pieces of garbage, of chametz into the garbage, if the pail is your personally owned pail and you haven't taken it out of your rishus, it's in your chatzer, then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of bir chametz. This, my friends, is a serious problem. And in his final conclusion, he says, "Lefi ani yisdaiti, eitzah nechona, the best recommendation he can give you to avoid the iser of bir chametz is that he should sell his chametz to a guy and include in that sale that he's selling his garbage pail to the guy." Interesting. Now, you'll have to research this with Rabbi Weber and see if the rabbi is willing to add another clause to the contract that he gives to the guy. And we're selling not only our chametz, but also the kli ashpa. And he says that the midig is that if you have chametz that has, I'm sorry, if you have kalim that have chametz in them, then you sell the kalim as well. Okay, that's an issue, by the way. I don't know if you're aware of this, because if you sell your kalim, what happens when you buy it back afterwards? You have to be tovelin. But in any event, if you sell your garbage pail, I guarantee you don't have to be tovelin. And therefore, he says that now it turns out that the chametz is munach bekli shel hagoy, and therefore it's no longer considered your chatzer, and that would solve your problem. He says the fallback position, if that can't be done, again, I'm trying to read this, which I'd hope to read with you inside, so you'll just give me a second to skim it. He writes, he says, Lahotzi klia ashpa hachutza birshus hamufkeres lakol. The next eitzah, if he cannot include the pail in the mechira, the sale to the guy, is to guarantee that the kli ashpa is taken out all the way hachuta in a place that's hefker, and he says the following. Just 1 second. Im efshal hotzi kli ashpa hachuta b'moka mufka lakol shari. That he's matir. Interesting. Rav Moshe Feinstein is tshuva in Igros Moshe, which is on the top of your page. He's very inhibited about having your kli ashpa outside in a public area. It still might be considered a chatzer. Whereas Rav Breisch is more liberal about this. And then he says, kishiyadua. If he knows for sure, Sha'iriyat Tarik Kli Ashpa Zeshi Yeshbo Chametz Kodem Halayla Yesh Lahatir. Now listen to this. This is very interesting. Let's say the garbage collectors are not going to get there before noon, but they'll get there before nightfall. Now the Gemara in Psachim says that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Ach Bayom Arishon, Ach Chilek, goes into effect Chatzos of Yudal B'Nisan. But the Gemara doesn't address the following question. What about the Iser of owning the Chametz? So from Chatzos, I am obligated to destroy my Chametz, but do I violate the ownership law of Bal Yerov Hayemotzei from that time? And here there's a gigantic debate about this. Most poskim assume that the mitzvah of Tashbisu and the Iser Bal Yerov Hayemotzei emerge simultaneously at Chatzos Hayom. However, the Nod Behuda and the Tzlach, and also the Magen Avram, they maintain that La Halacha, the Iser Bal Yerov Hayemotzei, is only Chal at night. Rav Yaakov Breisch says that even though l'chatchila I wouldn't have allowed such a thing, but since the pach ashpa is very similar to the case of the Beis HaKisei, and therefore it's mimas, there's it's a mo situation, and who's going to eat the chametz in the garbage pail? Therefore, he says, yesh lahatir, in the case where the garbage collectors are going to be coming before nightfall. However, if the garbage collectors are not going to come until after nightfall, he says, Koshe ma'od lismoch shezorak chametz la'ashpa doma lezorak lebeis hakisei. And therefore, he concludes that the Eitz and Achon, the best way out, is that b'shas mechiris chametz yimkar gam es kliya ashpa lagoy. So let's just quickly summarize the conclusions here of the Chelkas Yaakov. Number one, he says if he knows that the garbage collectors will collect the garbage before nightfall, we're going to rely on the Magen Avram, that the Iser Bal Yerobah Yematzeh doesn't emerge until nightfall, because we also have a Svara to equate, perhaps, throwing chametz to the Ashpa with the case of throwing chametz to the Beis HaKisei, which the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, Harei Yukim Mevuar, because it's mos, it's repulsive, and b'mitzis, no one's going to take the chametz out of the John. Here, no one's going to take the chametz out of the Pach Ashpa. However, he says he's not sure about that, and in event that the garbage collectors will not come before nightfall, he encourages us to take the chametz out of Arishus, put it in a place that's mufka lakol, and if we can't do that, then the best eitzah, he says, is to include the pach ashpa in the sale of our chametz to the goy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, if you say throwing a basic kisei, it's harizah kimavur, right?
Right.
So the chametz itself is gotten rid of. But how do you become this as tashbisu? It's not like you actively destroy it. The chametz is not available. And so that's maybe part of the equation. The actual act of this is a say of tashbisu. How do you do that?
So what the Rav Shulchan Aruch is saying is that you don't have to be mefar v'zora l'ruach. You don't have to actually take the chametz and, you know, disintegrate the chametz, if there's such a verb, to disintegrate the chametz. You have to throw the chametz in a way that the chametz is like disintegrated, meaning that it's not roi l'achil. If you do that act of throwing it into the Beis HaKisei, is a beer chametz.
So he doesn't hold, according to, I think it's Rush, the Tosafot says, is to beer means treifa. There's an actual act of treifa you must do.
Well, wait a minute. So that's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and we mentioned at the outset that not everyone paskins like Rabbi Yehuda.
No, I know.
So if we paskin like the Chachamim, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah beer by being Mefar Vezor L'Ruach. Now, there's another sugya called, this is on Daf Lamed Aleph, called Osa Beso Otsar, which means you have chametz in a room and you convert that room into a storage house in which you're going to pile things on top of the chametz. The Gemara equates that with a case of chametz shenoflal of mapoles. There's a machlokas rishonim between Rashi and I forget who argues with Rashi right now, but Rashi's of the opinion that chametz shenoflal of mapolis, that's not fulfilling the mitzvah biur, that's just a ptur. You're just exempt from the mitzvah biur. But there are others who hold that itself is a kiyum of biur, and therefore the case where you actively convert your house to an otsar and you pile things on top of the chametz, you fulfill the mitzvah of biur, because chametz shenoflal of mapolis harei kimavuar. What I'm just trying to point out to you, David, is that if you're actively involved in making the chametz inaccessible, that itself is a kiyum of the mitzvah of biur. You don't have to, when the chachamim say mefar v'zor, look, that's just one example. It doesn't have to be exactly that. If, on the other hand, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda,
story. Okay.
That's a whole different story. Then we need strafe.
And he doesn't, Reish doesn't bring up a distinction between Jorbanan and Daraisa, between Chatzot and after Tzeis.
When you say Darabanan and Daraisa,
like he doesn't, like not getting rid of it, he was saying like,
like before night. You were saying like the Magen Avraham was saying like after night.
That the Iser of Bal Yerubay Matzah emerges with nightfall, but before right. nightfall there's no right. Iser of Bal Yerubay Matzah.
The Rabbanan for after Chatzot. No?
Well, again, the Torah requires that with Chatzos you have to be Mavar your Chametz. The question is, if let's say I delay my beer Chametz, do I violate an Iser by owning the Chametz at that time? That's the Machlok Shri the Magen Avraham on the one side and the other Poskim on the other. Here's a case where I put my Chametz in the garbage pail and therefore I have delayed my act of biur, if you don't accept the equation, the analogy to the Rav Shulchanovitz Kisei. And if the biur chametz will take place before nightfall, because I know that the garbage collectors are scheduled to take it before that time, let's rely on the Ramah, which means that I don't violate Bal Yerubay Matzah by delaying the destruction of the chametz, and the ultimate destruction of the chametz is a process that began when I threw it in the garbage and concluded itself when the garbage collectors collected the garbage. Now, what I'd like to do with you now, but I'm looking at the clock, and we have about 6 or 7 minutes, and that's it. But there's a tshuva here, which is on page 10, and that's the tshuva, the Ratzke Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Reisman. Have you all heard of him? He's a contemporary posek. He's a very outstanding businessman. Unbelievable how he combines Torah and business on the highest level. He has a site on the internet called HebrewBooks.org. Have you heard of it? It's a tremendous, tremendous resources in all of Torah books. And he does a lot of great things. He has this tshuva which is called Chovas Biur Chametz HaNimtza BePachei HaAshpa. Now, what I'd love you to do is double check and see if you receive this as an attachment in your email. And I'd like you to look at it, and we can discuss it. Again, you may want to say, well, let's have more on the Haggadah next week. I don't know, whatever you like. But be that as it may, I would prefer learning this tshuva with you after you familiarize yourself. Again, I underline many different parts of the tshuva. So even if you have, you know, a time-sensitive, time-precious schedule, you can still cut this down, and I try to make it as easy as possible. But
Rabbi, shlach et zeh b'yom rishon.
Again, I sent it to you already yesterday, so see if you can find it. You should have it there, Yechiel, in your pages.
Oh, it's in Hebrew.
Yeah, it's in Hebrew, page 10. Do you have page 10?
Yeah, I have page 10. Yeah.
So if you can either photocopy for the rest of the chevro, or if they can print it out from there. Again, there's no reason why Yechiel should have gotten it and not everybody else. You see where it says on top, Ratz Kitzvi?
Homework wasn't part of the deal here.
Uh-huh.
I already graduated high school. Not yeshiva, though.
All right, so I tell you what. If you know, Yechiel, you're a customer. You're What I'm going to say is the following. It's not homework. It has to be L'Shem Shamayim. It has to be B'Ava. We're not punishing you. We're not treating you like children. But on the other hand, you know, you'll get a lot more out of it if you see it inside. So look,
I have an idea. Would you send it in Word format so I can put it into Google Translate? Google will translate for you.
Yeah.
In text or word form. You put it into a box, and Google translates it for you.
But let me ask you, Yechiel, if you have it as an attachment, you can't send it to Google. Only I can send it to Google. What do I have that you don't have?
It's a picture. It's a picture as opposed to.
I only have it as a picture as well, Yechiel.
That's all right. No, it's all right. I'm pulling your leg. Sorry. I'm joking.
Sorry.
No, I can do it. Sheet of ain't sarich lomar. Simple, but you don't need to say.
Keep
it a dun di dun. Dun di dun. Our case.
In our case.
Sure.
Ain't Easter by Yerubay Matzah.
I can manage it.
No, I'm
all right. Homework. I got it. I'm going to make an effort.
Okay, try an effort.
I want to tell you quickly something funny happened to me once on Pesach.
Yeah.
You know, you clean, right?
Right.
About 5 years ago, I remember that was like 5 years ago, maybe 10. I don't remember. Anyway, first morning of Pesach, I'm going to shul to Clinton Park at 8:30. And what do I see on my driveway? A complete bagel on my driveway. First morning of Pesach. I couldn't believe it. Some squirrel must have dropped it there. So I said, complete bagel on my driveway. And people are passing by my house as they leave shul. It's booked to us. You can't touch it.
So what you do?
No, I came up for shul, it was already gone. The squirrel must have dragged it away or some other creature. Oh. But the first morning of Pesach. This would be like a bad omen or something. I don't know.
Somebody dropped a gift on your driveway.
Yes. Spectacular driveway.
We had a case. My wife is not here. I'd love to see if she remembers the story the way I remember it, because my memory is very unreliable. But we had a Talmud who came. I don't know if I ever told you the story. Came for Pesach. Came for for the first days and to participate in that Seder. And he brings a gift. They have companies here that, you know, they give you like Mishloach Manos, you know what I mean? Like the whole, this whole beautiful package. And I look, you know, the package is covered with this cellophane that you could, you know, it's transparent. Yeah. And I see inside a package of wafers. I mean, I know the company. It's a famous company here in Israel.
Pesach Zman.
Yeah. What was it called? Pesach Zman. You remember that, Charlie? I flipped out. I said... I said a Talmud brings his Rebbe chametz on the night of Pesach as a gift. It turns out, we did some research afterwards, that it wasn't chametz, it was kidneys. In other words, for the Sephardic community here, they make all sorts of things that look like wafers. So we didn't violate by Rabbi Matze. Of course, we couldn't eat the wafers on Pesach because it was kidneys. You go, yesterday my wife and I went to a place called Osher Ad. You familiar with it?
Yay! Love it!
Osher Ad makes you want, on this time of the year, makes you, you're plotting to be a Sephardi. I mean, everything is folkly kidneys there, you know, including hummus. You know, I think I want to trade myself in. The only problem is that if you become a Sephardi, it's not all, you know, there are a couple of hummus that you have to take along with the deal. You know, it's an all or nothing proposition.
Like fish and milk, right?
So let's read this tshuva together. In the Ratz Katzvi says, Pshita v'ein tzarch lomar, ki benidon didan, as far as chametz in the garbage pails, ein iser b'yiro b'yimotzi min ha-Torah, sharei min ha-stam, bitel as ha-chametz, mib'od moed. In other words, he's covered his ground and protected himself from b'yiro b'yimotzi, that's clear, because he did bitel. We're talking about an upstanding citizen. So if he's asking this question, he did bitel. And the Gemara tells us on Daf Yud, "Otu b'dikas chametz d'oraisa d'rabbanani d'midoraisa v'bitol ba'al masagile." And that's also sugya on Daf Dalit. However, midrabbanan, he has to be bodek, and he has to be mevaris chametz. And if our minug is to be mevatel the chametz by reciting kol chamir v'chamir d'ikah b'shusi, we make a declaration that a chametz should be batel and make it into hafker ke'afer diara, then for sure we would assume that chametz that was thrown into the garbage is already mufkar. There's already a din of hefker, and therefore ein iser bal yiro bal yimotzei as far as the Torah law is concerned. And Rav Moshe indeed in his Tshuva Nigus Moshe makes that premise that when he takes his garbage out, that itself is an act of hefker. So on a Daraisa level we're covered, but in Rabbanan he has to be mevar the chametz, and the question is, the chametz that's in the garbage kale, does he have to destroy it? And l'chori yesh makom lomash hashlochas hachametz nechsheves kibi'uro? Can we assume, and this was the svar that we saw in the Chelkas Yaakov, that perhaps we can equate the case of throwing chametz into the garbage with throwing chametz into the Beis HaKiseh, which, as we saw in the Shulchan Arav, makes the kimavur min ha'olam. However, he is not so excited about it. Because although he made it hefker, and although it's a little bit repulsive to go into the garbage and take it out, But nevertheless, that is a possibility. And the chametz is not really mos yet in the physical sense. Lekel and neimer shachreisha b'maso yeh mushpas min olam kmo sreifa ukmo mefar v'zor l'ruach umatel yam. He says dover mos lo havi begeder avud min ha'adam me'ach shadayin yochel ishtamish bo l'shar hanos u'lefamik shein lo breri yochel gam dover mos. So it's hard to equate mos with sreifa, or with converting the chametz into small pieces and sending it through to the wind, or to throw it into the Beis HaKiseh. In this case, it may be a bit mos, but it's not really beer, it's not mavur. The chametz is still chai v'kayim, albeit in the garbage pail. And we don't know exactly. Would there be someone to come along and eat it from the garbage pail? It's possible. And therefore, the chametz that's been thrown in the garbage is not begetter avud mikol adam. Once it's thrown into the Beis HaKiseh, you can call it avud mikol adam. It's mos legamre. But here, in the case of the garbage pail, it's very hard to maintain this. And so far, the presentation of the Ratz Kitzvi, he's more or less giving us an overview of the poskim that came before him. He goes on in what I call Sif Gimel on the bottom right to say that if we assume that chametz in the garbage pail is eino nechshav kimavur, it's not considered destroyed, then perhaps we could say that the zrikas hachametz, hashlochas hachametz la'ashpa, hotzos hapach l'rishus haravim, when you throw it into the garbage and then you take it out into the public domain, he has taken his chametz out of his rishus. Now, even if it's not mevur, there's no kiyum mitzvah of biur, but nevertheless, ein kol chovel avaris hachametz came unto yeinu shalov v'gam yeinu b'rishuso. Once the chametz is A, not his, he made it hefker. Number two, B, it's out of his rishus. That's okay, because he took the pach out to Rishus HaRavim. Again, the only problem is that he owns the pach. And is that considered a chotzer? And here we saw that the Chelkas Yaakov would like to see that the pach itself is no longer in his possession, included in the sale to the guy with the chametz, so that now the guy, in effect, owns the pach, and there's no chotzer whatsoever. If that be the case, you've got chavitz that's Eidu Shalom and Eidu Bershuso, and although he wasn't Mevirit, but he doesn't have a chiyuv biur because he took it out before the Zman biur, and that's okay. It's no longer his, nor is it his Rishus. But the problem is, if he does bittul on his chavitz, and then he takes his chametz out of his rishus before the Zman Biur, and he puts it in Rishus HaRavim, true that he's not mechuyev in Biur, but he writes, Ma din biofen shachametz nimtza v'pach ashpa ha-shayach l'baylev shal ha-chametz ha-yos v'akli shebo nimtza ha-chametz hu shal baylev and chatzer shal adam konelo afilu shal midaito. Would it be, therefore, that his only option is to sell the pach and transfer ownership over to the guy, as we said before, because even though he has taken the chametz out of his rishus, brought it into the rishus haravim, nevertheless the chametz in the pach is like chametz in his rishus insofar as the pach itself is a chotzer. And that would mean that when the Shas Biur comes around and he has chametz in his rishus, he's obligated to destroy the chametz. And there are plenty of places in Israel or in America where the Pachei HaAshpa are owned privately, and therefore the Baal HaBayis has a kinyan on the Pach, and therefore ipso facto a kinyan on the chametz that's in the Pach, and therefore it's not chametz she'eino shalo, and it's nitfas b'chiyuv biur. And if you look in a sefer called Shi'arim HaMitzuyonim Ba'Halacha, He says, "Ein kelov shel adam konim lo kishu eino rotze liknos es mashe betocham." We cannot force a person to acquire ownership through his chatzer against his will. And therefore, he says, "B'medinas America takli ashpesos shayoches levalabayis nire dal kolpan of yesh heter gam kshashayoche levalabayis b'mekomo shemarshim lahamid b'chutz somach lebeso." If it's outside of his house, so it's not in his domain, elu what, it's in a chatzer because he owns the pail. He says, in that case, Caleb shall Adam as a chotzer will not be koned on his behalf against his will. He did a gilui das that he doesn't want this chametz, and that's enough to be mafkia, to terminate and undermine the operation of chotzer. So chametz hamunach bepach ashpa eina nikne lebailev shall apach midin kalev shall adam konim lo bechol makom. And therefore, if the pach is brought into a makom amufkar b'shus harabim, he has no problem whatsoever. So that's a great chiddush la'alacha based on the shiurim ha'mitzion of halacha, that even if he owns the pach, as long as the pach is taken out into Rishus HaRabim, again, there are countries and situations in which that's not legally permissible, but assuming it is, that would solve his problem, even though he didn't include the pach in the sale of chametz to the guy. Now, I want to start with you Os Hey, if we have time, and that's Kiyum Mitzvah Sabir B'chametz Animtzim Rishus HaRabim B'pach HaShayach L'Rishus Mekomis. What if the pach is A, located in the Rishus HaRabim, and B, it is owned by the government, by the Rishut HaMakomit? And the question is there a rental agreement between the Rishut HaMakomit and the individual homeowner? That's what I want to study with you if we have time. But let's take a break for a minute and see if we can get back together. He says, "Biofen ze kasher motzeis pachei ashpa shebesocham chemtzo l'rishus shemotzi es pachei ashpa shebesocham chemtzo l'rishus harabim kodem zman biur l'choras shuv eino mechuyev levaro kevin shachometz eino shelo v'gam eino b'rishus v'aluso el sheyesh lodim kevin sharishus hamakomis no senes rishus l'shtamish b'pachei ashpa hayim nechshav hapach kimokom hamuskar lebali achometz sheshlichu sham v'asocher mechuyev v'bdika u'bibir chometz shenimtzu b'rishuso." In other words, the municipality rents these dumpsters to the private owners, and technically it's theirs, but you own it midin schirus, and schirus is kone, certainly as far as b'dikas chametz is concerned. There is machlokes haposkim with regard to this question. There's a tshuva sefer called the Tzel HaChochma that's quoted here. Chametz asher hushlach v'pachei ashpa nimtzo v'bayal sirei eino mechuyev b'biuro, and that is also the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak. But Rav Ozner in Shevet HaLevi writes, "Hine kli hamuskar yeshlo din chotzer kimavur b'chol shem mishpat simen reish." And that was our opinion before when this question came up. We didn't have any doubts about it. Chametz hamuskar is certainly a chotzer. Now, there is a machlokas about hefker. If hefker falls into a chatz muskar, who owns it? Is it the socher or the maskir? And this is a long discussion in the Nesivis, in Choshe Mishpat's introduction to Siman Reish. But that's only as far as the Mitzia is concerned. But here, it seems to be poshut that the maskir has nothing here. The maskir gives it over to the socher, and it becomes the chutz of the socher. And the final maskana, as far as the suffik, who has to do bedika, the maskir, the socher, is that the socher has to do bedika. And here the municipality is the maskir, and the individual homeowner is the socher. Now, it could be possible that we have another problem in Eretz Yisrael because the municipality itself is Jewish ownership. And maybe in that sense there's a chiyuv biur that's, shall we say, imposed upon the iria itself insofar as they represent the Jewish community. That becomes a more complicated question. I don't know if we can expect or demand that the iria do biur and all the chametz that's in every dumpster. But in any event, according to one approach that we mentioned earlier, the Tzel Chachma and the Minchas Yitzchak, if the Pach is owned by the Iria, they want to make the following distinction. Yesh l'chalk ben Pach ha-nimtza b'shus ha-goy o b'shus ha-rabim. Sha'oz l'kuliyam ha-baylam shal ha-chometz einim ha-chuyiv l'varis ha-chometz shebetocho l'bein matzav shebo Pach zeh nimtza b'shus Yisrael. So once again, we go back to the original point that we made, that it's critical to get that Pach out of the Rishus of the Yisrael. Whether that alone would be enough to obviate, to circumvent the problem of Chometz, as was indicated in the Tshuva of the Chelkis Yaakov, or no, we have to go beyond that, and we have to assume that the Pach itself is not owned by the Jew. In any event, in a case where the Pach is within the domain of the Israel, then everyone seems to take the harsh, you know, strict approach here that there is a chiyuv biur. And unless we assume that throwing something in the garbage is biur, which the poskim are hesitant to do, we haven't fulfilled our chiyuv biur. In Osvav here, which is the end of this presentation, he says that you have certain situations where the obligation of biur, even in the case of chometz shehushlach l'pash ha'ashpa, is still, how shall I say, activated. It's still in full force even after he puts the chometz in the garbage. And that's based on the possibility that someone might take the chometz outside of the garbage, and therefore we look for solutions to this problem. According to the Chelkis Yaakov, the solution would be to sell the Pach HaAshpa to the Goy, and therefore the Chometz belongs to the Goy. According to other Tshuvas, perhaps the solution is that one could pour some sort of very strong liquid substance over the Chometz in the Pach HaAshpa, and that would certainly be considered nifsal mi'achilas kelev and would constitute a biur. Now, before we end, I just want to mention that the Be'er Moshe in his tshuva is not happy with the eitzah of selling the kli to a goy and including it in the mechiras chametz, because since the Jew is using the kli immediately after the sale, that really invalidates the sale. It's like, imagine selling a box of cereal to the guy and then 5 minutes later starting to eat the cereal out of the box. I mean, Eilecha Aroma Gedola Mizu, that's not a valid sale. So in effect, selling the kli, the pach, to a guy, when the whole purpose of this mechira is to avoid bir chametz, when you yourself, as the seller, are going to use this pach immediately, that's very difficult to accept. That's what it says in the Be'er Moshe. So just in summary, we have machlokas haposkim here, whether or not we can consider throwing chametz into garbage as a kiyum of chovas biur, and equate it with the case of the Rav Shulchan Aruch of throwing your chametz into a beis hakiseh. And according to many opinions, we're hesitant to go that far and to say that this Mo situation in the case of Pach Ashpa is equal to Beis HaKiseh. However, to take the Chometz out to the Rishus HaRabim, that would be okay. And before this Zman Bir is concerned, you've already been mafkir it and it's out of your Rishus. And not only that, if the Pach Ashpa belongs to the Rishus HaRabim, that itself would seemingly solve the problem. If the Chometz is in the Pach and the Pach is Shaykh to the Iriah, then taking it out into the Rishus HaRabim would certainly solve your problems. That's why I'm thinking right here in where I am now in Har Nof, we have this gigantic tzfardea that's in the public area and it's owned by the Iriah. Once I was mevatel my chametz, there's no problem in taking it out and putting it into this giant dumpster. So that if one wants to fulfill all the opinions regarding this question of whether or not the Bala Chometz still has a chiv beer even after he throws his chometz into the garbage, the best eitzah might be to pour some sort of a chomer, some sort of material onto the chometz to make it nifsal me'achilas kelev. Or alternatively, if he knows that they're going to collect the garbage before nightfall, or alternatively, if he takes the chametz out and puts it into a city-owned pach, so it's completely out of rishus and he did bittul. The other issue is that if this municipality is a bailus of Jews, then we have a shift in the responsibility as far as kiyum, as far as chometz beer is concerned, from the individual owner of the chometz now to the iriah. Perhaps one could say that the iriah is now responsible to get rid of the chometz, either by pouring some sort of a substance onto the chometz that makes it nifsal miachilus kelev, or perhaps actually collect the Pach Ashpa and get rid of its contents. But that becomes a different question that's not for us. That's not, we're focused on the individual, and that seems to be an overview of the poskim. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you very much.